Mayed Katan Yerushalmi, corresponding to Mayed Katan Bavli, Daf Chof. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel Amad Beis, 12 lines out from the foot of the page, Avel B'Yom Rishon. Avel B'Yom Rishon, Einu Noithin Tfilin, B'Yom Hasheni Hu Noithin Tfilin, Imbo Ponim Chadoshreis Choltzon Kol Shiva Divrei Rebbe Elezer. Rebbe Elezer says that a mourner may not wear Tfilin on the first day, but on the second day he wears them. If new people come to comfort him, he removes them, and this applies throughout the 7 days. Rabbi Shua says that on the first and second days he does not wear tefillin, on the third day he does. If new people come to comfort him, he does not remove them. The Gemara asks, why does the Tana need to teach that a person is exempt from tefillin if his deceased relative is in front of him, even on the second day after the burial he is also exempt? Ela began the Tana da Tana da. The Gemara answers is to teach the other laws that if his deceased relative is in front of him, he's exempt from reciting Shema and other mitzvahs. Ibzeira ma ukvam b'shem Shmuel, Ibzeira Rav Yumya b'shem Rav, halacha k'Rav Elezer, b'nasina ukvam b'shur b'chalitza. Ibzeira and ma ukvam quoting Shmuel and Ibzeira Rav Yumya quoting Rav said that the halacha follows the Elezer in wearing tefillin, meaning on the second day, and the halacha follows the b'shur in removing them, so he does not do so if new people come. Meaning that he does wear tefillin on the second day, but he wouldn't remove them if people come. Rabbi Zeira asked, if he wore them on the second day like Rabbi Lezer, should he behave like Rabbi Shua does on the third day and not remove them if new people came? Rabbi Yosef Ben answers, yes, if he wore them on the second day, he should not remove them if people came. Otherwise, why did we say earlier that the halacha follows the b'shua in removing them? Certainly that was discussed on the second day, since all agree that he wouldn't remove them if people come on the third day. If a person has no food to eat, he may not work on the first 2 days, and on the third day he may work in private. However, a curse should befall his neighbors if he needed to do this. Ba'kapar Omar, afilu b'shishi, le'yase kol ikka, ba'kapar kadate, de ba'kapar Omar, ein tekfo shel avel, ela ad shleisha yomim. Ba'kapar says he may not even work on the third day. Ba'kapar follows his reasoning that the intense mourning occurs in the first 3 days. Ba'abba b'rei, d'rav papi, r'shur, desichinin, b'shem, rabbi levi, kotalasi yomim, nafsha, taisa, al gufa, siro dihi chazor, l'gabe. The son of a papi and a Rishur of Sichnin, quoting Rabbi Levi, said that during the first 3 days, the soul floats over the body expecting to return to it. After 3 days, when it sees the face has changed, it realizes it will not be returning and it leaves. After 3 days, the stomach splits open, saying, take that which you stole and gave me. Means the mouth swallowed stolen food and gave it to the stomach. Rav Chagai b'shem Rav Yosher, Maisila men hocha, v'zuisi perish al pneichem, v'afilu perish chageichem. Rav Chagai, quoting Rav Yosher, learned it from the following pasuk in Malachi Beis, pasuk Gimel, I'll scatter excrement on your faces, even the excrement of meals eaten on your festivals. V'yisashar, ach b'soy olav yichayev, v'nafshoy olav tavel. At that time, we quote a pasuk in Iyo, per Gudala pasuk Chof Beis, he feels only the pain of his flesh, and his soul will grieve over him. Harisav v'chakirav v'kavolav harielu oisim ikarav v'safanav gamalav einan oisim. A mourner's sharecroppers and contracted workers may work. His farmers, sailors, and camel drivers may not work. Rav Yeshua ben Levi omer ha'isalai par megameles be'ir harizah oiseh. Yeshua ben Levi said that if he has a cow hired out to others for its milk, it can be milked. Amali Rav Yosef hadadat omer. Behu dechayev la le habetchila aser. Rav Yosef said to Rishu ben Levi, this is only true if he rented it out before he became a mourner. However, it is prohibited for the mourner to start a new rental. Shnei achim, shnei shutzen, shnei tabachim, shnei chenvonim, she'iru le'ech mehem davar, hari elu noilim es chanusam. V'chakiru v'parlov oisim betzina b'mokam acher. If there were two brothers, two partners, two butchers, or two shopkeepers, and one of them became a mourner, they must close the shop. His sharecroppers and workers may work privately elsewhere. אבל בכל זמן שמי שמות לפונב, איכל אצל חביוי, אין לו יחווה, איכל בבית אחר, אין לו בית אחר, אוי שמחיצה ואיכל, אם אינו יוכל לעשות מחיצה, היפך את פונב כנגד הקויצר ואיכל, ואינו למיסה ואיכל, ולא איכל כל סורחוי, ולא שויסה כל סורחוי, ולא איכל בוסה, ולא שויסה יין. As long as the deceased relative is in front of the mourner, he should eat with a friend. If he does not have a friend, he should eat in another place. If he has no place to go to, he should make a partition and eat. If he cannot, he should turn his face away toward the wall and eat. He should not recline, nor eat and drink until he feels full, nor should he eat meat and drink wine. ואין מזמנה לו ואין בירך אין עוינם אחריו אמן, ואחרים שבירכו אין עוינם אחריו אמן. He should not join with others to recite Birchas Hamazon. If he blessed, others should not respond with Amen. If others blessed, he should not respond to them with Amen. Remember, Amorim, Bechol, Abba Shabbos, Mesa, Va'ichel Kol Sochoi, Va'shoise Kol Sochoi, Va'ichel Bas, Va'shoise Yain, Mezam Nolov, Bim Birch, Oinim Achav Amen, Va'achayim, Shibirchu, Oinim Achayim Amen. When does this apply? On a weekday. But on Shabbos, he reclines and eats and drinks until full, and he may eat meat and drink wine. He joins others to recite Birchas Hamazon, and if he blessed, others may respond with Amen. If others blessed, he may respond with Amen. Amr Shem Galil, Hoyol Behital Teloi, Eskol Elu, Yavuhu Vashar Mitzvaseh Shel Teirah. Chai Shah, Hiturasa Loi, Chayoilam Loi Kol Shekhel. Amr Shem Galil said that since he permitted him to do all these other things, they also obligated him in all other mitzvahs in the Torah. If they permitted him to do things that give him temporary life, certainly they permitted him to perform commandments that give him eternal life. Rav Yehuda Bar Pazi, B'Shem Rav Shimon Levi, Halacha Kav Shem Galil, and Rabbi Ben Pazi, quoting Rabbi Shimon Levi, said the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Nimsa l'rabim, oicha basa v'shoisa yain, nimsa l'ksafim, k'misha nimsa l'rabim, aber v'shabas, ha'rishayna, eina hoylech l'beis ha'knesses, v'shniya hoylech l'beis ha'knesses, v'eina yoshev m'koymoy, v'shlishis yoshev m'koymoy, v'eina medaber, v'rviyis, shav l'chol adam. If the body was given over to the public, the mourner may eat meat and drink wine. If the body was given over to the carriers, it's as if it was given over to the public. On the first Shabbos, he doesn't go to the synagogue. On the second Shabbos, he goes but does not sit in his seat. On the third Shabbos, he sits in his seat and does not speak. On the fourth Shabbos, he's the same as everyone else. V'yudah eimer efshar leimim b'Shabbos ha'rishoyna, sh'arab mis'askim imoy, ha'shniyah hi ha'rishoyna, ha'shlishis hi ha'shniyah, ha'rviyis hi ha'shlishis. V'yudah says, could we be referring to the first Shabbos? It's obvious that he cannot go to the synagogue. Everyone's visiting and comforting him at that time. Well, the second Shabbos is treated like the first, the third Shabbos is treated like the second, and the fourth Shabbos is treated like the third. Rav Shimon Aimer, Abba B'Shabbos Roshoyna, Hoylech Labeis HaKnesses, Ve'ena Yoshu B'Mekoymoy, Ve'shniya Yoshu B'Mekoymoy, Ve'ena Medaber, Ve'shishis Shav L'Chol Adam. And Rav Shimon says that on the first Shabbos the mourner goes to the shul but does not sit in his seat, on the second Shabbos he sits in his seat but does not speak, and on the third Shabbos he's the same as everyone else. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, Halacha Ketuvei Mishu Moisef Yomim. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says the Halacha follows the opinion that adds days, meaning Rabbi Yehuda.